This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, that is kind of you, Jennifer.
It's the least I could do.
Pop it on the table a moment.
Oh, right. It will freeze if there's no room in the fridge, Clary.
Well, we may have to. People have been ever so good bringing William meals.
So many cards, flowers.
This is only a part of them.
I hope the children like shepherd's pie.
Oh, there's just Poppy at the moment. Jake and Mia's gone to their father's for a few days.
Oh, that's sensible.
Beverly's helping to look after him, Nick's mum. Just till William's caught his breath.
I quite understand.
See what Jennifer's brought.
Oh, very nice, thank you.
Oh, it's nothing, Eddie. I hadn't realised you were staying as well.
Oh, I'm not stopping over, are you? Only came across to help out this afternoon.
I've been here the two nights. Mostly for Poppy. So William can get some sleep, not that he's had much.
Is he around anywhere?
He went out 5 minutes ago for a walk.
Oh. We persuaded him to have a breath of air while Poppy's taking a nap. Has she settled?
Nodding off.
How's she been?
Every time she hears footsteps or a door opens, she looks up for her mum.
Oh, dear. How's Will managing?
Devastated. No other word.
Yeah, it's hit him very hard.
Hit all of us.
Dad's taken it terrible and all.
Yes, I can imagine. They got on very well, didn't they?
So was with her at the end. While William went to calm down Mia.
One little scratch on her wrist.
Oh, and she was so full of life.
That's what William can't accept.
Look, he's to completely forget the shoot for however long he needs. We'll manage everything.
Thanks. We'll tell him when he gets in.
Wouldn't have his mind on work anyway. Not the way he is.
Hello. Have I chosen a bad moment?
No. Come in, Ellen.
Thanks. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, well, if I'd known you were coming, I'd have offered you a lift from church.
Oh, don't worry. I had to nip home for this. Some chickpea and vegetable soup. Usha made it this morning.
Oh, that's very good of her.
Well, we know how hard it is finding time to cook when you've far more pressing priorities.
I'm afraid you've just missed William.
Put it down there.
Thanks. Yes, it's not only William I wanted to see. You know, you've all suffered a painful loss.
We can't believe it, Alan.
Yeah, I spoke to Joel this morning. He was out early with Jem.
Yeah, he's not getting much sleep.
Well, I think the whole village is in shock.
Oh, very much so. I'm going to miss Nick terribly. She was such a positive presence at St. Stephen's.
It don't make no sense.
Joe said it was sepsis.
Yeah. A scratch from a nail in a tea chest.
Nick was collecting stuff for a fair. I was going to box it up properly for her. She'd give me 2 more minutes.
Hey, don't upset yourself.
She was in such a rush. She swept everything into an old crate that happened to be in the shed. Said she was late, dropping Jake and me at football training. 2 more minutes.
Hey, don't go looking for rhyme nor reason, Clary. There ain't none.
It often feels that way after a death.
I'd better let you get on. And please tell Will we're all thinking and praying for him.
Yeah, will do.
And he's not to give the shoot another thought. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Alan.
Bye, Jen.
Oh, people are being so generous.
Are you going to sit down, Alan?
Sit the kettle on, Eddie.
I don't want to put you to any trouble.
Oh, you're not. We haven't had a drink ourselves since, I don't know when.
Well, if it's no bother,
No.
You know, so many people spoke to me when they heard I was coming here, asking me to pass on their heartfelt condolences. Christine, Peggy, Jean Harvey, Bert, Shula. Virtually everyone I talked to.
The old world's been getting in touch.
Oh, she was so well loved at St. Stephen's, especially with the youngsters.
It'll be a shock for them that was in the nativity.
Yeah, well, there were plenty of tears at the junior church.
Oh.
We remembered her in our prayers this morning.
Oh, we appreciate you doing that.
Well, Look, when the time's right, I mean, not now, I'd like to discuss funeral arrangements with Will. I mean, I assume, given how involved Nick was at St. Stephen's, that he'd want to hold it there?
Oh, well, I expect so.
There may be a hold-up with a death certificate.
It's been referred to the coroner's office because she died so suddenly.
We were told they probably won't want a post-mortem.
Right.
What the heck?
What?
What's going on?
Oh. Oh, right.
What is it?
Anything I can do to help?
No, I'll see to it. You all right, son?
You didn't get very far with your walk.
Oh, I had to come back. Suddenly hit me. I haven't done anything about this yet.
Here, I'll get rid of that crate later, William.
Oh, I'm doing it now.
Steady. You don't want to frighten Poppy.
Hey?
You see, she's looking down from the bedroom. She was having a snooze.
Well, tell her I'm doing it for her sake.
Why not let me take it away later?
Oh, I want it gone. So it can't hurt her like it hurt Nick.
Oh, you've been a while, Jenny.
Oh, have I?
Well, started fiddling with the tractor for something to do. I was expecting you back an hour ago.
I don't have to account for my movements to you, Brian.
No. I assumed you were caught up chatting after church or called in on someone.
I went to see Will.
Oh, I wish you'd said. I'd have gone with you.
Well, I preferred going on my own.
How is he?
Oh, he wasn't in. I spoke to Clary and Eddie.
What did they say?
Will's exactly as you'd expect. In complete shock.
You did mention I called at Greenwood yesterday, but there was no one in.
No. No, I gave him a shepherd's pie and passed on sympathy from the whole family.
I don't want Will to think I haven't bothered.
Well, I'm sure he has a great deal more to worry about than what you have and haven't done.
God, how I wish I hadn't invited him to that meeting with the Farndale guns last week.
Yeah.
I mean, no one could have known what was going to happen, but he'd have been better placed to help Nick if he'd stayed in Ambridge.
Oh, I expect there are a lot of things you wish you'd done differently, Brian, but it's too late now to change any of it.
Leave it to us, Alan.
Oh, I don't mind helping out.
We got gloves.
Oh, we don't want no one else getting sick.
Ah, you're right there.
Oh, if I'd known what it was going to do.
I can understand you wanting to be rid of this crate once and for all.
The rest will sweep up. Do you want this pan, Eddie? Oh, please.
Has Poppy gone back to sleep?
No. Your mother's looking after her.
Reckon I should tell her why I'm doing this.
Oh, I wouldn't, William. She won't understand, and you don't want to frighten her.
I want her to know I'm protecting her.
Well, she seemed quite settled with Clary when I came out.
Best leave them together, right?
Is that the lot?
Yeah.
Every last splinter, staple, every last nail.
Well, it looks like it.
Right.
You won't need much of that, son.
No, I want it to burn properly.
The wood's bone dry.
The bin will stop it spreading. Don't want one single atom surviving.
Well, I think it's worth moving this petrol can back here.
When this is done, William, it might not hurt to have a chat with Alan. You went through this yourself, didn't you?
Unfortunately, yes. When Catherine died, I was left on my own with Amy. And it was a very dark time. I'd be more than happy to listen, Will, if you want to talk through how you're feeling.
What's the point? Talking won't bring Nick back.
No, I know. And that's what's so difficult. What you want more than anything else simply isn't going to happen. And that feels impossible to deal with. But we still have to
stand back.
All right. Oh, Struth!
Make sure he burns everything, Dad. I'm going in to look after Poppy.
Are you busy, Jenny?
Yes, I am.
I don't want to be a nuisance. I was going to ask when you got back, and then we started talking about Will.
What is it, Brian? I'm making a quiche for Lexi.
Oh, I thought you'd invite her Roy to supper on Wednesday.
Yes, I have. So?
Have you said anything to anyone about Low Mead?
Ah.
I'd quite like to know, because we've hardly spoken in the past couple of days.
Are you surprised?
No, but naturally I wondered while you were out with Lillian yesterday and then this morning. I only want to know where I stand.
Do you mean have I told anyone you've been lying for weeks about the contamination?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Good.
Not yet.
Oh, thank you.
Not for your sake, Brian, for mine, so I don't have to explain you chose to lie to me yet again.
No, I know I was wrong.
Somehow I've kept up a front while I decide what to do.
But I can't see any real benefit in telling anyone.
Benefit to whom? Oh, I am such a fool. Daring to believe you only lied to me about your squalid little affairs, when it seems that's how you conduct your whole life.
I hated misleading you about the contamination.
Well, but you did it anyway.
I felt so ashamed of myself. That's why I couldn't go on.
Do you expect me to say, there, there? Oh, I understand.
No.
I don't like what you did 40 years ago, Brian. But if you trusted me when the fish started dying, if you'd come clean then... No, you didn't. You betrayed my trust, like you always do.
Yeah, look, I realise I've made some stupid choices, but only to protect you and the children.
Oh, don't make me sick, Brian.
It's true. There was a point back in the 70s I was heavily overextended. Cash flow had almost dried up. And that's when the Brantford brothers approached me.
You should have sent them packing.
Yes, I should. And instead, I told myself everyone else was doing it, so I turned a blind eye. I was desperate to take care of you properly, and your two young children.
Is that supposed to win me over?
It's the truth.
Oh, that word has a very hollow ring in your mouth.
Yeah, well, I was wrong then, and I was wrong to stay quiet when the TCE started leaking.
Why didn't you say something?
I was hoping against hope it'd blow over without too many awkward questions.
From the insurers?
From anyone. All I wanted was to protect our family and farm.
Well, you haven't made a very good job of it, have you?
No.
We're pouring out money into the clean-up. We've got strangers trampling all over our land every day. And as for protecting the business, tell that to Adam.
Hmm?
He's lost one of his main strawberry bars because of it.
When?
Oh, weeks ago.
He didn't tell me.
He wanted to protect you.
Oh.
Is it any wonder people are backing away from the bedlam that your so-called care and protection has created?
Oh, I know I've been incredibly foolish.
Oh.
But what are you going to do about it, Jenny? Are you going to tell anyone?
Like you, Brian. I have choices. I just don't know which I'm going to make yet.
Two more this morning, Em. Both yous.
Oh, that's good.
Nothing special. Fit and healthy enough.
Well, that's all you can ask for in a lamb.
And once the AI lots start coming in a week or two, we have a chance of getting some money back on the flock.
Let's hope so.
So how'd you get on at the tea room?
Oh, Fallon's going to see if Tyler can come in extra. I explained about needing more time to make sure George is all right.
Mm. There was a few tears before I dropped him at school.
Oh, was there? Oh, I'll have to tell Mum she don't need to pick him and Kira up later because I'm not over at the tea room.
Oh, it's going to be your dad? Your Mum's doing an extra stint at the dairy.
Oh, well, I'll let him know.
So, how long are Mia and Jake staying with Andrew?
Oh, only a few days.
And Will's all right with that?
Seems to be. It's only till he's, you know, over the first shock.
What he must be going through.
I told Clary I'm happy to look after Poppy whenever I'm off. Or give her a break, do some cooking and cleaning over at Greenwood.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
If Will let me.
No. I know he was mad at you when Nick lost her job. But something like this, yeah. It changes everything.
Oh, I hope so. I want to help.
I was thinking about it when I got to Home Farm this morning. Adam had me patching up strawberry tables. There's still a world of chaos going on in Lowmead.
I don't look any better yet, driving past.
You know, I know it ain't easy for Brian or Adam. A piece of their land being poisoned and that. Normally, that'd be a really big thing, but now, what's it matter?
I had the same thought at Bridge Farm.
Yeah?
Yeah, when I was leaving the tea room, there was some diggers going up the track. Starting work on the new houses today, aren't they?
Yeah.
And for a second, I was like, oh, that's brilliant. That's our future up there. And then I remembered.
Yeah, with what Will's going through, doesn't feel right looking forward to anything.
don't apologise.
Oh, I know it puts you in a difficult spot, Ruth.
No, it doesn't.
It must do, with lambing and carving going on.
We're managing fine, Eddie.
I'll hate letting you down.
Forget about it. You've more important things to worry about.
Well, that's it.
Between us, we'll cover the hours you can't manage.
Oh, I still want to do as much as I can. I'll come in Thursday.
Great.
It's the other shifts. Clary needs a break. She ain't getting any rest looking after William and Poppy.
It's not a problem.
Cheers.
Josh's been playing a blinder with Lamin, and Toby's done some extra as well.
Did he fetch you Thursday night?
Yeah. Came straight to the house once you'd gone. He worked through the night with David.
Oh, he's not such a bad lad.
He has his good points.
There was no time to tell you myself.
It's okay, Eddie. We totally understood. How's Will doing?
Oh, struggling on from one minute to the next. Oh, thanks for the flowers.
That's okay.
It was very kind. Everyone's been kind.
There's an awful lot of shot and sadness about.
It's rattled Dad real bad.
I saw him yesterday. Somehow he got talking about what happened when my mum died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. Joe needed to talk, and it was good for me to remember. When you're there at the end, what people say and do really sticks in your mind.
Yeah.
It was good speaking to him.
Thanks, Ruth.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, afternoon, Pip. Oh, I'm afraid I've just been messing up the lambing rotor.
No, you haven't. Now, get off and give Will our love. Tell him we're thinking about him.
Will do.
If there's anything we can do to help, anything at all, just call.
Thanks. Yeah. See you Thursday.
Bye.
Bye, see you. Mum, are you busy?
No more than usual.
I thought you'd like to know. I've done a lot of thinking over the past few days. I've had a change of heart.
Afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon, Tony Archer. Oh, Jim, good girl. You just passed your missus leaving the farm.
She's on her way to the Elms. She volunteers there now.
Oh, I thought she was getting away from the record of them machines carving up your land.
No, we don't hear any of the building work from the house.
Yeah, it's stand, girl. That's it.
How's she handling?
Oh, not too bad.
She looks quite comfortable in the trap.
Oh, well, she should be. I've had her out enough, especially the last day or two.
Yeah, I've seen you going round the village.
Visiting folk, talking. Right. You don't mind my coming onto your land?
I don't know.
I find it helps, working, Jim. Keeps the worst of me thoughts down for a little while.
We couldn't be more sorry, Joe.
Oh, I know you've some idea. Your family's had more than its own share of troubles.
Yesterday was... It's 20 years since we lost John.
Long as that, eh?
Both of them taken far too early.
Ah, well, you'll be looking a long time before you saw any justice in it.
Yes.
There's another thing I don't understand about the end of somebody's life. I was talking about it with the vicar yesterday, and I don't know if you have an opinion, Tony Archer.
You're happy finding the right supplier and ordering it?
Yep.
Herringbone, rapid exit.
As long as we can afford it, yeah. Why not?
2 weeks ago, you were a huge fan of the New Zealand 2040, Pip.
I know.
What's changed your mind?
Well, there's still a lot to be said for an open milking parlour, but it's got to be right for us, hasn't it?
And you think a conventional herringbone is?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, if I was going to be doing most of the milking myself, I'd have another look at 2040, but I'm not, am I?
You'll get back to it.
Not for a while, once the baby's here. And even then, I guess I'll be filling in, as and when, for quite a while. I mean, you'll be landed with most of it.
You're going for herringbone because of the baby?
With the 20-week scan coming up soon, it's starting to become real. And, I had a bit of a chat with Ellen.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, I thought, yeah, life's going to be very different soon. It doesn't have to be worse.
No, it really doesn't.
But since I'm literally going to have my hands full with a baby, there doesn't seem any sense fighting for something you'll be using a lot more than me.
Right.
If that's okay. I'll make some serious inquiries in the next day or two.
what kind of sensor technology are you going to order with the milk meters? Like your dad said, that's going to be a real juggling act. Cost against best information on herd health and fertility.
Do you know what, Mum? This is daft.
What is?
Well, me deciding what we're ordering when it's about what'll work best for you.
For everybody?
You should be project managing the parlour, not me.
No.
But why not? It's common sense.
I don't want to tread on your toes.
No, you won't be. It's far more confusing if I'm running backwards and forwards and trying to match what you want with what the suppliers are offering. We're bound to go wrong.
Well, I suppose it might get awkward.
Well, that's decided then. You're taking over the whole thing.
What? Do you really want me to?
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense all round.
It's not your fault, Em.
If I'd have known, I'd have tried harder to make things right.
You did everything you could. Apologised. Got Fallon to hire her for the vintage fair.
It was only one day's work. I cost her a job. Well,
better than nothing.
Fallon said she did really well with the customers at the fair. She wanted Nick to have a go at the tea room next, see how she got on.
There you go, then.
Except Nick had already said she didn't want to work with me.
She'd have got over it.
I don't know.
Come on, Em. I don't want to say anything against Nick, but she was the one being difficult when we went round.
Will didn't think so. Look, I know you said everything's changed now, but I do feel awkward going over to Greenwood. Like he don't want me there.
Will doesn't know what he wants, except Nick back.
And I don't know what to say to him. That's why I want to do cooking or cleaning, something practical.
Yeah. Are you all right, Dad?
You done anything with the float arm on the trough, Edward?
Well, for the pigs? I haven't had a chance.
Right, I'll see to it now.
Hey, what you done to your fleece, Eddie?
What? All that?
Oh, it's a right mess.
Oh, William's downpipe by the back door is coming away from the opera. I've got soap taking along.
Oh, I'll put it through the wash.
Oh, thanks, Emma. Yeah, I was only taking your mum a change of clothes.
She's staying over again?
Yeah. Oh, Nick's brother's got in touch while I was there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, leastways Rod did. He'll be down from Dundee for the funeral whenever that happens. He said the younger one, Joel, might not be able to make it. He only just started a job in New Zealand.
Well, they never got on that well, did they?
It's still a shock, losing your sister.
I asked William if they'd ever been close. He might as well have been talking Russian.
Is he still out of it?
Oh, if it ain't about the kids or going back over what happened to Nick in hospital, he just don't hear it.
Anywhere along here, Joe?
I can drop you closer to the house if you like.
No, I want to go through the Angus's while I'm up here.
Whoa, Jim, whoa. And it's true, is it?
About Martha?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I remember it.
Oh, it can't be right, no. It was Bert Fry found Martha Woodford in her garden, snowdrops in her hand.
I don't mean the day she died. This must have been a night or two before.
Well, where did you see her?
On the green. It was pitch dark and icy. I didn't stay chatting for long. You know what Martha was like for gossip.
Oh, she was a fine talker, that woman.
For something to say, I asked if she wasn't afraid of slipping in the dark. She told me she'd been frightened far too much since Joby died. But now she didn't need to be afraid anymore.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
You never said nothing about it before.
Well, it didn't mean much at the time. It was only a long while after I remembered how calm she was and wondered if she knew what was going to happen.
Premonition-like.
Well, more her body telling her heart was failing. Perhaps that's why she was so calm. She was ready to go. I'm not making it worse for you, talking about other people dying.
Oh, no.
You are all right, Joe.
Oh, I'm perfectly all right, thank you, Tony Archer. But to my way of thinking, folks get more muddled towards the end because they're ill or taking medicines. Well, you can't credit what they see then. It's most likely nonsense.
Well, that may be true in some cases, but my gut feeling is... Oh, don't let her move while I'm climbing down.
Hey, don't go tumbling, you're frightened, Jim.
If someone knows they're running out of time, they focus on what matters most.
do they?
So if they say something special at the end, you really ought to take notice.
One more. There we go.
Finished, Chris?
No, I've still got to put the clips on. I hadn't realised I was way down on heart bars, but I could listen for a minute now.
It's hardly worth hearing. I'd have texted, but I was coming past anyway.
I'm always happy to be interrupted, Alice.
Yeah, I'm working at home for the rest of the day.
Oh, is it the drone thing?
This pilot training upgrade Rick's given me grief about.
Don't you need to be in the office for that?
I tried this morning. It's hopeless. Interruptions every 5 minutes.
Is Aaron being a pain as well?
Yeah, same as always.
Well, home sounds better then.
I really have to work flat out. I'm taking over the kitchen table. My desk isn't big enough.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah,
only because Rick's getting hyper about having the training program ready.
Well, you're better off staying out of his way.
Mm, yeah. As soon as he walked in this morning, the whole atmosphere went very weird.
You won't be doing this again too often, Neil.
I don't suppose I will.
And you brought 20 over?
Yeah. You
ready?
Go on then, Tom.
Well, they're looking decent, Nick.
Oh, don't worry. I haven't started slacking simply because there's a new job on the horizon.
Well, still no regrets about going to Barrow?
It'll be different.
Go on. I'll have to crack on myself, finding a new supplier. Can you recommend someone?
Well, it's more... me and Susan have been talking it over. She's coming up with all sorts of plans for our field if I don't keep the breeding herd.
What sort of stuff?
Buying a pony for Kira, renting it out for grazing. Oh, it's never the same idea twice. Makes my head spin.
What, ready to?
Yeah.
And what do you want to do?
Well, that's where me and Susan don't see eye to eye. In fact, we had a few words on Sunday, our wedding anniversary of all days.
Oh, dear.
Well, we didn't do much celebrating anyway. Not in the circumstances.
No.
It started when I let slip I'm not sure about selling the herd yet.
Oh, aren't you?
And I keep thinking, what if it doesn't work out at Barrow?
Oh, is that because you're not going to be working with outdoor organic pigs anymore?
I've already told Helen we'll stick to the highest welfare standards.
I'm only teasing.
I don't want people thinking I'm throwing my principles away. I'm not.
I know. But they're having a right nose around, aren't they?
Yeah, seem happy enough.
So what are you going to do with the herd then?
Oh, maybe hang on to it for a few months.
Won't that be tricky? With biosecurity going from your pigs to Justin's every day?
Well, that's what I've been thinking about. The best option would be moving mine elsewhere, having someone else run the business for a while.
Okay.
When I've definitely made my mind up at Barrow, I can either take it back or sell it on.
Well, that could work.
Yeah. So, how would you feel about having them here?
The card's from me and Alice.
Thanks.
We're so sorry, Will.
Right. And the...
The flowers are from Chris Mills, the whole Darrington team. He asked if I'd drop them off.
Okay.
Where shall I...
In the sink.
Oh, sure. Do you want to put some water in?
No. Did you see her last week, Chris?
Nick?
Did she look ill to you?
I didn't see her, actually.
How about Alice?
No, I don't think she saw Nick either.
I can't believe it. I don't know how I missed it.
I saw your granddad this morning. Yeah, on my way to the forge, I was going to ask when he wants me to come out to Jem, but I'm not sure he heard me.
I mean, we knew she had a bug. There was a lot going around, weren't there?
Yeah, my dad was ill.
Well, we thought it were the same thing. Mm. And then I come home from meeting a few keepers in town. She was lying there. So sick. I had to rush her to hospital. They couldn't do nothing.
It must have been awful, Will.
Oh, wait a second.
Okay, only... Well, I do need to get to Edgley sometime, though it doesn't really matter if I'm... late.
No, she's all right. Still watching cartoons.
Oh, yeah. How are the children?
Jake and Mia are at their dad's. I mean, I want them back soon, but maybe it's best for now. I don't know. If Nick was here, she'd know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to look after Poppy. She don't get what's happened. I keep trying to tell her. When she kissed Mummy in hospital, that was a goodbye kiss. But she don't understand.
No. Oh, hi, Clary.
Hello, Christopher.
We're so sorry, me and Alice.
That's good of you.
It was such a shock.
Terrible.
He can't remember seeing Nick last week.
No.
Your mum's been wonderful. Oh. Doing extra at the dairy for me while we get things straight.
We're all happy to help. Oh, if you leave the door, I must scoot off to Edgeley.
You get on then.
Bye, mate. And if you need anything or, you know, you just want to come over for a beer, any time, yeah?
Okay.
All right. Any time you like. I'll see you.
Bye, Christopher.
Bye. Well, I thought him or Alice might have seen her last week, but they hadn't.
Where's Poppy?
Watching telly.
Oh. Has she had any lunch yet?
Oh, she's not hungry.
Oh, let's see if she'll have some fish fingers. Did you get her clothes out the wash?
I've been too busy, Mum. Thinking.
I know, love.
But there's something about Nick. It's really bugging me.
They're not hanging about, are they?
Clearing the site for the new houses.
I saw them hard at it when I drove over.
Yeah, they're going to be here a long time before they're finished.
Emma can't wait. And there's definitely no way of persuading you.
I'm afraid not, Neil.
I reckon that'd suit you down to the ground, having the breeding herd and finishers on the same patch.
I can see your logic, but if I'm taking back management of our pigs anyway, and Jazz has got enough to do already. Plus, there are all the other Bridge Farm businesses to progress. It's just too much of a distraction.
Yeah, never mind, Tom. Thanks for considering it.
Yeah, well, I guess you'll need them off the land before the pigs arrive at Barrow.
Yeah, I'll just have to keep looking round.
While I see to the fish fingers, do you want me to heat up some of the casserole Carol brought over?
No.
It's very tasty.
Well, I'll get something later.
As long as you do. It will come back to you, love.
Will it?
Yes.
When?
It's what happens when someone dies. It can be hard picturing them the way they were.
But if I'm not looking at a photo, I can't see her at all. Not the way she really was.
It's too soon, William.
All I remember, Dr. Runnersinger saying I could go in after she died, her lying on the bed, sort of waxy. That's all I see.
Yeah, I know.
That's
sweetheart.
Not Nick. That's not how she was.
It's because she was in shock. That's why it's stuck in your head.
Oh, I keep trying to remember her. You know, like in here, when we was having tea or just mucking about or being ordinary. I can hear her voice, but I can't see her smile.
It'll come back, love.
And what if it don't? It feels like I'm being punished.
No.
It does.
That's nonsense. I'll have to see to these.
Because I let her down.
You didn't, William.
I wasn't there at the end.
Only for a few minutes.
The last minutes she ever had. And I wasn't there for her. To hold her hand. Tell her I love her.
She knew you loved her.
I keep thinking, oh, she must have been so scared. And I weren't beside her, loving her.
At least she wasn't alone, love.
What if she was looking for me? Her last thought on earth. I didn't want to be with her.
No!
You don't know. And I can never put it right. Oh, it should have been me there, not Grandad.
Any ideas? Oh, sorry. Any ideas, babe?
What?
What do you want to eat?
I don't know. Anything.
Oh, come on. Take a break. Help me make something.
I haven't got time, Chris.
You've got to eat.
I've got to match what the CAA wants from an NQE. At a price point Price Bowman are happy with. It's impossible.
Especially if your blood sugar's way too low. We can order in if you like.
I don't care what we have.
Chinese or Indian. Pizza.
Chris!
I'm not shifting until we have a decision. Take an hour off. Then go back to it if you have to.
Oh.
You'll work better for it.
Half an hour, Max.
Excellent. Indian.
Whatever.
I'll order in a minute. But while I've got you, do you want to go to Mally and Fran's on Saturday?
Who?
Mally. Edgeley Equine. Oh. They're having a party.
I haven't got time for parties, Chris.
I'm talking about the weekend.
I'll still be busy.
Oh, come on.
Let me flesh out one more proposal, then tell me.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm having a beer. Anything for you?
No.
One glass of wine won't hurt.
It won't help me tie up flying skills with IT.
All right, well, how about a hug instead to help you chill?
Not now, Chris.
Fine.
But I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just not sure why. You're not normally this bad at handling work.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to bite your head off.
I can take it.
I'm not mad with you. I'm mad with Price Bauman.
Well, tell them you need more time to do the drone stuff.
It's not that. It's the tractor-mounted sensors. After all the work I put in, they're not going ahead. At least not at home farm. The joint development programme I set up.
Oh, yes, okay.
The prototypes are ready, but now PB doesn't want to play anymore.
Why not?
Guess.
Lomead?
Rick rang this afternoon. Told me Price Bauman can't risk being associated with such environmentally negative fallout.
Oh, no.
That's why there was such a weird atmosphere this morning. Everyone in the office must have known, except me.
What, they're scrapping the whole thing?
Of course not. They're looking for a new partner, a farm with a squeaky clean reputation.
Does your dad know?
Not yet. I only found out an hour ago. Oh, I worked so hard to set it up.
I know you did.
Big kudos at PB. Even Dad was impressed. Win-win from clever old Alice, and now...
Well, that's really unfair.
No, it isn't.
What?
For once, Rick's got a point. Price Bauman aren't big enough to take risks like that.
Oh, what a downer.
Yeah. Oh, I could kill whoever dumped poison on our land.
Jennifer said 7 for 7:30.
Which?
What, drinks at 7, sit down at 7:30.
Well, I look all right in this. Roy!
What?
Your boxer shorts.
Well, I am putting trousers on before we go.
You said you were throwing those ones out.
They're the only clean ones left. Got a bit behind with the laundry while you were away.
The basket is overflowing. I wish you had said no tonight.
I couldn't, Lexi.
Did you try?
I didn't like to. Jennifer's very keen to welcome you back from Bulgaria.
I know, she is glad I'm back. In 2 days, she has brought us a Dayton walnut loaf, a chicken and tomato quiche, some strange sort of pie with spinach in it.
Yeah, but it's her way of being nice.
I don't want her to be nice. I have plenty of time to cook while I'm not working. Too much time.
Yeah, I know.
That is why I'm signing up with some agencies tomorrow.
You don't have to get a job.
I want one. I like working. I'm not a housewife.
Fair dues. Want a lift into Borchester in the morning?
Please. It's better to look now than when I'm pregnant.
That's true.
Though if I eat everything Jennifer cooks for me, I will soon be too big to do any kind of work.
Rubbish.
Since I agreed to have Adam and Ian's baby, she is fattening me up like a prize cow. Oh,
don't worry. You look perfect to me.
You are easily pleased.
No, I'm not. Only the best will do for me. And, with working late, I haven't had a proper chance to welcome you back, have I?
Roy, we are going out for a meal.
Yeah, not for ages yet. We've plenty of time.
But I've just put on my lipstick.
Oh, so what? Lipstick's for smudging.
Annabelle?
Yes.
I wouldn't have been surprised if it was Martin, but Annabelle?
That's what got me rattled.
She wants BL to review the estate contract at the next board meeting.
Well, she didn't put it quite that bluntly.
Well, what did she say, Brian?
Well, it was more, it's lucky the contract was renewed before Lomead blew up.
Well, there's some truth in that.
It was the tone of her voice, Adam. The implication was very clear. It's up for grabs again if the witch hunt continues much longer.
BL would be mad to take the contract away from us.
That might not stop them.
Has she looked at the difference in costs and margins since we started farming the estate again?
You'd hope so.
Want me to give her a call?
No. The point is, if she's expressing doubts that openly to my face, what are the rest of the board saying?
Oh, the contamination in Lomi doesn't have anything to do with this stink land.
Presumably they see it as being tainted by association.
Yeah, that's absurd. It's a historic problem. Nothing to do with our farming practices.
Mm.
When's the meeting?
Not till the 19th.
Why don't I give a presentation?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll keep it simple.
No, don't you worry. I'll get the message across.
Why don't I mind doing it?
No thanks, Adam.
Why not?
We don't want to look cornered. I mean, any sign of weakness and the whole board will start salivating.
Yeah, if we lose our BL income at the same time as paying hand over fist for the clean-up...
I know, we're absolutely hemorrhaging money.
I mean, okay, the insurers should come through in the end. But if we lose the BL cash as well...
I think I'll have to get hold of Justin. Make sure he's on our side.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hi. Mum told me you were in the office.
You here for the meal tonight?
No, I'm way too busy catching up with work.
So it's only Lexi, Roy and me?
Yes, it's a pity Anne couldn't get away.
Well, I won't be much of a guest if I don't go home and get changed. Mud-splattered jeans isn't a great look.
Bye.
See you in a little while. And don't let Price Bowman grind you down, Alice. Take care of yourself.
Are they giving you a hard time?
More than that. They're pulling out of the field trials for the crop sensors.
What? Well, I haven't heard anything.
Rick said he'll be in touch, but he thought I'd better break the news.
Oh, very brave of him. I don't have to guess why, do I?
Probably not.
Oh, damn.
I worked so hard to make it happen, Dad. Now it's a complete waste.
The keys are here, Roy. That's everything. We're ready to go.
Don't remember you warning me.
I did, before I went to the surgery.
I thought we'd use other methods. Now you've had your coil out. You know, condoms.
Not before I'm pregnant. We can start making love again a little while after.
Oh, well, that could be months off.
Not too long, I hope.
I just wish you'd said something quicker this evening. Before I got... interested.
How could I? You leapt on me like an octopus.
Yeah, but if I'd realised, I wouldn't have wasted all that time vacuuming before you saw the doctor.
It doesn't matter, Roy. We'll just have to be more imaginative, more essential in future.
But it's not the same. It's like making do with a pasty when you're expecting a steak.
What?
Oh, no.
I'm a piece of meat?
No. That's not what I meant. It came out all wrong.
Let me tell you something. Wear those boxer shorts again, and you'll be lucky to even get a kiss on the cheek.
Hey?
Are women supposed to be excited by the Aston Villa away trip?
You just keep reminding yourself Rick's a complete idiot.
Dad.
Just because he can't see what an excellent deal you set up with Home Farm doesn't mean no one else will.
You'd be willing to team up with another tech company?
Only with your guidance, of course.
Oh.
We'd be very short-sighted to turn our backs on technology simply because PB are chickening out.
There's so much we could do here. Crop sensors are just a start.
I know.
We can make much better use of drones.
You don't have to persuade me. Believe it or not, I do follow the links you send.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were still in the office.
No, we need a little caffeine.
You haven't changed your mind about the meal, have you, Alice?
Sorry, Mum. I've too much on.
Oh, that's a shame. We've got apple and rhubarb crumble as one of the puds.
Oh, will you save me some?
Yeah, I'll try. And you're not to touch anything in the dining room, Brian.
I don't intend to.
I've got it just so.
It's time I was going.
Well, don't forget what I said. Price, Barman are very lucky to have you.
Oh, I'm not sure they think so.
They are, aren't they, Jenny?
Yes.
You're intelligent, dedicated... Well, too dedicated sometimes.
I've got to keep up.
You're a lot smarter than that boss of yours.
Rick's pretty clever.
He hides it very well, then. So don't let him or anyone else knock your confidence. Crop sensors are only a minor setback. As you, my girl, are destined for great things.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Never forget it.
Your father's quite right.
Thanks for listening. I'll send you more info on drones. There are a couple of things you'll be interested in.
Please do.
Bye.
Bye,
darling.
At least her chin isn't dragging on the floor anymore.
Yeah, she was very down when she got here.
Price Bowman have backed out of working with us.
Yeah, I gathered it was something like
that. One damn thing after the other.
Mum was talking about you when I called in this morning.
Oh, wanted to know if I'm still hitting the bottle after last week's fiasco.
No, ironically, quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. She was singing your praises, saying that you've always been a good provider and family man.
I am, Jenny.
Oh.
Whatever else I make a mess of, family means more to me than anything.
It's very simple, I'm afraid.
It looks delicious, Jennifer.
Very nice.
As long as you weren't hoping for anything spicier this evening, Roy.
Oh, no.
Long time since we had fish for first and mains, Jenny.
I'll let you help yourself to asparagus. You first, Lexi.
Oh, thank you.
Fish is very good for you, Brian. Yeah. Full of essential minerals and vitamins. Isn't it, Lexi?
I believe so. Roy.
Thanks.
Oh, has Adam told you his news yet?
Mum?
What's that?
The clinic rang this morning and his sample's been screened and it's perfectly healthy.
Oh. I was going to say something later.
Adam?
Oh, thanks.
Why hold back good news? That's another hurdle crossed, isn't it, Lexi?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Though I was never in any doubt he'd be up to the mark.
Mum?
Jenny?
Some of our guests were talking about Home Farm earlier.
Were they? Brian? Thanks.
Yeah, I had to put them straight.
What about?
Well, Low Mead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were bad-mouthing local landowners, saying they trashed the environment to make a quick buck.
Well, that's not fair.
We do an awful lot for the environment.
Well, that's what I said. I told them about you giving the Millennium Wood to the village.
This is a beautiful farm.
Yeah, it's not your fault someone dumped a load of chemicals here years ago, is it?
It certainly isn't.
It's very good of you to speak up, Roy, but... How about a break from domestic problems this evening?
Yeah, yes, quite right. Oh dear, Roy. You don't look very enthusiastic about the salmon.
No. Looks lovely.
I can root out something else if you'd like. I think there's a venison pasty tucked away somewhere.
That was delicious, Mum.
Oh, thank you, darling. Now... Do you look at the message boards and forums regularly, Lexi?
Jenny.
Not too much.
Well, I'm fascinated by some of them. Now, I hope you're not doing hot yoga at the moment.
Hot yoga?
Yes. One site said to avoid it completely during pregnancy, though one of the others
Lexi's quite capable of looking after herself.
I was only going to suggest Leroy's Aquafit class at Grey Gables. That'd be perfect exercise.
That was very nice.
Oh. Goodness, I'm sorry you didn't like it, Roy.
I did. Just a very generous helping.
Because normally you have such a healthy appetite.
That's right.
Usually you can't get enough.
No.
Well, let's see if I make a better job of tempting you with my puddings. There's vanilla cheesecake, or would you prefer something hot and fruity for afters?
He'll have the cheesecake.
It was good to see you.
Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Yes, goodbye and thank you.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks.
Drive safely. They haven't lingered, have they?
Perhaps a touch too much procreation in the conversation.
Well, we had to talk about something. And the moment anyone mentioned Low Mead, you sat up like a startled rabbit.
Well, I'm sorry, Jenny. I can't stop worrying about the BL contract. Hate having to hide behind Justin's skirts again. Anything for you?
No, thank you.
And Price Bauman pulling out doesn't help.
At least you put Alice's concerns ahead of your own this evening.
Did her self-confidence so much good setting the deal up? No.
We're putting the children in such a false position, Brian.
Well, it can't be helped.
Oh, can't it? Well, I was so embarrassed whenever Adam stuck up for you during the meal.
Well, so was I.
Look. Why don't we make a clean breast of it?
What, to the Environment Agency, the Echo?
No, to the children.
What good would that do?
Oh, it'd stop you having to wear a mask the whole time.
I hate lying to them, Jenny, but take Alice. She's low enough already. How would knowing I made a dreadful mistake 40 years ago help her now?
She'd know her father trusted her with the truth.
She'd be desperately hurt I ever lied to her. She'd never see me the same way again. None of them would. Is that really what you want, Jenny?
Oh,
That's a nice job, Pip.
Can't get the yard scraper in, so got to be done somehow.
Ugh. Have you booked it yet?
Not yet.
Well, why not ring the airfield today?
No.
Go on. There's good weather coming up. Plenty of thermals.
I'll do it sometime, Toby.
Are you losing your nerve about going up in a glider?
No.
Really?
I haven't got round to it yet.
Yeah, right.
But I will. Are you here for Eddie?
Yes. Yeah, he's starting late, so I'm helping your mum in the sheds for a couple of hours. Is it because you can't get time off?
No.
Well, if it's a problem, I'll do muck scraping or cow bothering for you when you go for your flight.
No, it's not that.
Don't leave it till you're too big to fit in the cockpit.
Getting away isn't a problem. I'm not needed much here anyway.
No?
No lambing or calving. In fact, now I've talked Mum into project managing the new milking parlour, I'm not much use at all.
Ah, you've got her in good condition, Joe.
Oh, Jim. Oh.
Yeah, she was in a sorry state when you first had her.
Oh, we're taking good care of her, Neil Carter.
Yes, I know you are. Yeah.
She wasn't sure about trap work at first, but she's taken to it now.
Oh, yes.
Don't fidget no more standing for the shaft.
Mm. I've seen you come past the field once or twice this week.
Getting out helps, sometimes.
Ah. Me and Susan couldn't believe it when we heard.
Nobody can.
Last time I saw Nick, she was holding Poppy by one hand, two big bags of shopping in the other. She was chatting to Jean Harvey, trying to find her car keys, and still said hello to me. That girl was so full of energy.
Well, it ain't right. Losing a wife so young.
It's tragic.
There's no sense nor fairness in it. Will you have left with three kiddies to bring up by yourself? Nothing of her. But memories.
It must be hard for all of you.
Oh.
You were fond of her, weren't you?
Very fond, Neil Carter. Now when I puts me head on the pillow at night or wakes up in the darkness, well, even sitting up here, I can't stop seeing and hearing everything the poor girl said in her last few minutes on Earth.
On your own, Toby.
And managing brilliantly. David just left for farm supplies.
Anything happening?
Yeah, I can't decide whether to order more scruff t-shirts now or wait a month. And David wants us to watch the one in the corner.
She's stretching and straining her neck a lot.
And, you told me to dig out some more ear tags and docking rings.
Thanks. I'd have been quicker if I hadn't stopped for a squint at the Echo.
What are the headlines? Intelligent life found in Darrington.
Nothing that exciting.
That's bound to happen one day.
The only thing I noticed was another photo and more letters about Lawmead.
Oh, you're kidding. Aren't they bored with that yet?
Don't seem to be. How are we doing for gloves?
I think we're glove millionaires.
Yeah. That must be horrible for Jennifer and Brian.
Why? No one takes any notice of the Echo.
You'd be surprised. That kind of coverage has a really bad effect on your business. We found that out with IBR.
Oh, hello. What are you up to? Looks like she's ready, I think.
What's she down for?
A singleton.
It's our first time. We may as well hang on.
Pip said you've chosen your new parlour.
I think I've settled on one. I haven't ordered it yet.
A herringbone with rapid exit technology.
That's it.
I could have done with rapid exit technology a few times in my life. There was a hen nut party I crashed in Brighton. It's good you've taken the parlour off Pip's hands.
I didn't take it off her. She asked me to.
Well, you were right to jump in before she changed her mind.
Has she?
No, not really. I'm just saying she needs to kick back for a while. Stop worrying about the farm so much. And concentrate on having fun while she still can.
Oh. There we are.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and easy. No intervention needed.
That's why I bought her the glider flight. Like she says, she's going to feel like a spare part here for a while. But she'll soon get used to it, won't she?
You all right, Will?
What's happened? Is it George?
No, he's fine.
Well, really?
It's okay. Honestly, everyone's fine, Will.
Yeah, well, tell him I'll see him again tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Have you got any ladders here?
Ladders?
Well, I can always go back and pick some up.
What for?
Well, Dad says you've got a problem with the downpipe by the back door.
Have I?
The hopper isn't sitting right or something.
I don't know, Ed. Maybe.
Do you mind if I have a look?
Do whatever you like. I can't leave Poppy on her own.
Ladders?
In the shed at the back.
All right, great. Cheers.
Been up with the Herefords?
Yeah, I promised Dad I'd get some feed to them while he's out.
Are you busy now?
Well, I was going to see how we are for nitrate fertiliser.
Oh, you could ring the airfield.
Has Toby been on at you?
He said you haven't booked your flight yet.
But I will, sometime.
I thought you were looking forward to it.
But I am, sort of.
We can afford to lose you one afternoon.
I'm not skiving off if I can be useful, Mum. I'm not making much of a contribution otherwise.
Rubbish.
Scraping the yard and hauling silage isn't exactly demanding.
Do you wish you hadn't given up the parlour?
No, not at all.
I only took it on because I thought that's what you wanted.
No, it is.
Oh, try telling that to your face.
Yeah. Well, it's only because... It's still weird going past the lambing sheds and hearing everyone busy but not going in.
For 1 year only.
It was going to be the same with the milking once the baby comes. And the same with everything. Helen says it changes you.
You're getting worried.
I'm frightened I'm going to lose touch. And forget how to be a farmer.
Pip!
That is all I ever wanted to do, but... What if I stop caring about it?
That's not going to happen. You are never going to lose touch with farming.
It's easy to say that.
It's true. Look at me and your dad, at Grandad Phil. It's in your genes. Plus, you've been brainwashed since birth.
Possibly.
But I can see you in the maternity ward pestering us about crop yield and bank reconciliation.
Well, yeah, at least I can stay in touch with the figures, can't I?
You're only taking a step back from the rest of it now because you have to. You can't lamb, you can't help with calving. Fair enough. One season only.
Oh, so frustrating.
Well, that's why it's important not to give up on the things you can still do. Oh, like working with me to choose exactly the right parlour.
Well, I thought you'd decided.
Oh, I've narrowed it down. There's still so much detail to get right. Well, whatever we go for is going to cost a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it's down to us, the ones who are going to run it, to have the final say. And I'd find that a lot easier if we did it together.
Honestly?
Oh, have some faith in yourself, Pip. Like Granny Heather always said, you're a much cannier lass than you realise.
Oh, I loved it when she said that.
Deal?
You bet.
Now let's go in and get started,
Okay.
And while we're at it, why not get your flight booked?
Neil!
Huh?
On your way to the Bull?
Oh, I'm going to see Susan in the shop.
Ah, why not take her for a quick snifter afterwards? Huh? Because the new gin is in, freshly delivered.
I'm not much of a gin drinker, Toby.
Oh, that'll have to change. Now you're fitting in with Justin Elliott's crowd.
I'm not fitting in.
Oh, manager at Barrow must come with some social responsibilities.
Has Susan been talking to you?
No, Tom in the pub last night. Congratulations.
Well, I hope it's going to work out.
He was sobbing into his shires. Doesn't know where he'll get his wieners in future.
Well, I offered him the chance to breed them at Bridge Farm. He didn't want to know.
Will you have to get shot of them?
I don't want to. I'd rather shift the herd elsewhere and get someone else to run it as a profit share for a few months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then decide if I'm selling or not.
Oh, that sounds like a plan.
Ah, it's a good little business opportunity. For the right person, mind.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it'd definitely have to be the right person.
Taking her to the shop, has she?
Yeah.
How about some beans?
You have some if you want.
You've got to eat some, will you?
I'll have something when Poppy comes back.
Oh, it could be a while yet.
Your mother wants her some fresh air. Says she's been cooped up too long.
She hasn't been cooped up. She don't want to go out. She wants to stay here in case...
Yeah. Still waiting for her mummy to come back. No, we could have some tomato soup.
I don't want any, Grandad.
Yeah, what else have we got then? Edward's doing a good job with your gutter. Oxtail'll be better. No, wait a minute there. Some of that chickpea and veg you left.
I don't want any stupid soup.
Eh?
I didn't ask you to come over. Keeping an eye on me.
I ain't keeping an eye.
Stop fussing round, getting in the way.
William?
I'm sick of it. That's all. You had one thing to do for me and you never did it. Don't try and make up now.
What do you mean, William?
Oh, you know damn well.
No, I don't.
Why didn't you get me? When she was dying.
I didn't know what was happening.
I told you I didn't want to leave her. You made me. You saw how ill she was.
Oh, we didn't think
that. You should have shouted me.
Well, it happened so quick.
I promised her. I always promised her. But I weren't there for her, was I? She died and I weren't there for her. And I can never put it right.
She wasn't alone, William.
No. She had a stupid, thoughtless, selfish old man fussing round her instead of me. And I won't ever forget.
Will.
Oh, out of my way.
Wait, hold on.
Move!
What's happened?
Nick's died. That's what's happened. And Mum, Dad, you, and everyone's fussing around. Eat this, eat that, fix a stupid gutter. There's only one thing he's fixing, and that's never, ever going to happen.
So sorry, Will.
Oh, get off me!
I know you're in hell, but you can't get rid of me, eh? I'm your brother. It's okay. It's okay.
When Poppy gets back, tell her I won't be long. I've got to clear my head.
Will.
Before it explodes.
Well, that's lovely, Justin.
Why, it was Lillian's idea. She thought you'd have plenty of flowers already.
Oh, we've been given ever so many. No, basket of fruit's very thoughtful.
Will a floral tribute be appropriate for the funeral, Clary? Or is there a designated charity?
Nothing's been decided yet. William only picked up the death certificate this morning. We'll make sure everyone hears the arrangements in good time.
Well, thanks. And Lillian sends her sincerest best wishes to Will in particular.
That's very kind.
She was sorry to have missed him when she called by on Tuesday.
I'll tell him now. I would invite you in, but he's not long back.
Don't worry, I haven't come to impose.
Collecting the certificate shook him up a little.
Well, if you let him know... tell him we're thinking about him.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Brian. Brian, what news on the Rialto?
Oh, I hoped you'd have some news for me. Have you taken any more soundings?
The meeting on the 19th you're worried about?
Well, I'm worried about Home Farm keeping the contract.
Oh,
After Annabelle's remarks, I'm getting more and more concerned.
Yes, yes, I see that. Naturally, you would be worried.
Yeah, well, with everything going on in Low Mead, I don't need another fight.
All the loss of more income?
No.
I've started making calls.
And what sort of response are you getting?
I've still to touch base with Andrew and Annabelle herself.
You haven't spoken to them yet?
I haven't had a chance, Brian.
Do you think I'm worrying about nothing?
Well, definitely not. Talking to them's my very next job.
Thanks.
I'll get back to you as soon as I have.
I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm putting you to a lot of trouble.
No, not at all, Brian. It's always worth staying ahead of the game, isn't it? I'll get back to you soon, okay?
Rex! Fantastic news.
Morning, Toby.
You're going to love this. Leave the eggs alone for a second.
It's nice having plenty to collect, with the days getting longer.
Well, this is going to cheer you up even more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know you've been worrying about Hollow Tree.
You've been worrying.
Well, it affects us both. We've only got till August before the lease runs out.
I am aware of that.
Yeah, now, Hollow Tree and Scruff are a perfect fit. I don't want to move the distillery anywhere else.
Too much like hard work?
No, I've got everything I need at Hollow Tree. The right space, the right services.
And you'll be near Pip and the baby.
Well, yeah.
Fair enough.
But David and Ruth aren't going to extend if that's all we're doing there.
No, I don't suppose they will. It's a waste of the land.
It is, if you're definitely scrubbing the geese.
Oh, I'm not getting into that again.
But, okay.
Half a year's work, followed by a manic few weeks before Christmas, and not that much money to show for it.
Which is why, to show the archers we're using the land properly, you need another farming enterprise. No.
I don't need any such thing.
Oh, come on. With your colossal brain and ego, are you really happy to settle for being chief egg collector?
I do this. I'm a contract worker for an agricultural machinery business.
You're Josh's gopher.
Freelance taxi driver. I like the variety, the mix and match.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Most of the time. It gives me the freedom to go running, see Anisha. I'm in a good place, Toby.
And I know how you can be in a better one. This is a real one-off opportunity.
Oh,
you'd be absent.
Hell.
What?
A branch against the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Must have just fallen there. Get the last few eggs, Toby. I don't want it shorting.
Best cut up the grapes and all, William.
Oh, Poppy don't like grapes much.
Well, these are very sweet.
She asked for a banana.
Well, try a couple of grapes on the plate as well. I'll take it through for her. You could save the pineapple for Jake and Mia.
I'll take it this evening.
Does Andrew know you're going?
I texted him. He's fine with that.
That's good. He's been marvellous with the kids, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, can we save the pears for your granddad? To give Bartleby and Jem?
Do what you like with them.
All time he spends with his ponies, the better. He was so upset yesterday, worse than ever.
All right, I'll take it through.
You don't know if something set him off, do you?
Oh, Ed's been telling tales, has he?
Eh?
Made a big deal out of it, did he?
Out of what?
Me and Grandad having a row.
Oh, William.
Well, couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Edward ain't said nothing, but what did you row about?
Well, Grandad was a real pain. Nagging me to eat when I weren't hungry.
I know it's hard, love, but don't take it out on him. He's only trying to help.
Oh, I told him. He's too late for that. The best help would have been fetching me when Nick was dying.
Oh, love. It's just one of they awful things.
Well, he hasn't even said sorry.
Well, it's not his fault, William. Oh, no wonder he's so unsettled.
I keep seeing it. Nick looking round for me. And he's there. Instead of me.
You poor boy.
I don't need fussing, Mum.
If any of us realised, we'd never have asked you to calm down, Mia. We never imagined that Nick was that
close. Why didn't I stay with her?
I wish you had, love. It might be a crumb of comfort for you now. And spare Joe what he's been going through ever since.
Good job I looked.
Yeah.
Fence still wasn't right when I chucked the branch away. The grass underneath could do with a strim, but that wasn't the problem. Know what was?
Neither know nor care.
A leaf had blown into the insulator.
Wow, you do have some adventures. I've emptied the nest box.
Seriously, if I hadn't noticed, this lot might have done a runner.
They probably still will if you keep droning on about insulators. But you can put all this drudgery behind
you. The answer is no.
Rex, you don't know what I'm going to suggest.
Well, I don't need to hear. If you're suggesting it, I already know it's half-witted, underfunded and complete commercial suicide.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Sort out Olive Tree yourself.
Fine. You turn down a wonderful opportunity.
I don't need another farming enterprise.
No worries. I was only keeping you in the loop before I set off a new batch of scruff.
Very happy to be kept out of it.
You go on telling your hens about dodgy insulators. Some of us have proper businesses to run.
Did you have to do much persuading, Justin?
No, not that much.
Oh, I really am grateful.
Well, better snuffed out before it becomes a real issue.
I quite agree. And thanks for getting back to me so quickly.
It didn't take much straightening out.
No?
No, so relax. There's no danger of the home farm contract being reviewed anytime soon.
Oh, that is a huge weight off my mind.
I thought it might be. Oh, and before I go, the other matter I mentioned...
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's bound to be the main focus of the board meeting. So is it too early to ask if I can count on your support?
I don't
want to rush you. If you need more time to consider my recommendation, Brown.
No, that's not necessary.
You see the sense of what I'm suggesting?
Oh, very much so. I'll back you all the way on the 19th.
Marvellous. Well, I'll make sure Anthea sends you the details in advance.
Thanks. Uh-huh. For everything.
No, no, don't mention it. Bye now.
Bye.
Oh, that smells good, Jenny. Is it for lunch?
No. Cheese and leek plats for Lexi.
Very nice. I hope she appreciates the effort you're making.
Oh, I find baking quite therapeutic, Brian. Oh, a chance to forget the havoc you've created for a little while.
Well, I've got some good news.
Oh, from Lowmead?
No. But Justin's kicked the BL board into line over not reviewing our contract.
Well, I suppose that's something.
And as for Lowmead, I thought I'd drop by before I pop over to see Will. Have you decided what you want to say or do about it yet?
I want the children to know, Brian.
Oh.
Now you've told me, I feel complicit keeping the truth from them.
And I accept it. It's a horrible position to put you in.
Yes, it is.
But what possible good can come out of telling them?
Well, I don't mean Rory or Alice. No, not yet. Nor even Kate, when she's back next week. But Adam and Debbie should know.
Why?
Because of their responsibilities to the farm.
If we tell them, don't we make them complicit? Unless they go straight to the EEA and let the whole world know.
That's their decision.
That'll be their decision whether to tell Kate, Alice and Rory as well. Where does it leave us if they do? Saying we trusted two of our children but were happy lying to the rest.
Oh.
If we only tell Debbie and Adam, we're putting them in an impossible position. Has to be all or nothing, Jenny.
Oh, I loathe lying to them.
We both do.
Whatever we decide's going to feel wrong. Oh, well, for the moment, perhaps we had better keep quiet.
You haven't left her in the bath.
And even run it yet. You'll be all right on your own for half hour?
Of course I will.
I want to give her fringe a trim while I'm at it.
Well, I'll be out here if you need me.
You found so much to keep yourself busy.
Finishing off the trap. I'd have done it last week.
Well, it's good to be doing something.
Afternoon.
Oh, afternoon, Brian.
Is this a bad time to call?
No. Is it, William?
There's no good time, no bad time. It's all the same.
I'm afraid we haven't eaten the shepherd's pie Jennifer left for us yet. Does she want the dish back?
No. No, I only wanted to catch up with Will. You're not worrying about work, are you?
No.
You don't need to think about Larson traps. We've got everything in hand.
It's something for him to do.
Yes.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I've left Poppy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I won't be long, William.
But don't leave her on her own in the water.
No, I won't.
I know Jenny's already said how sorry we are.
Yes.
I did call round on Saturday, but you were out. Not sure if anyone told you. I wanted to add my own condolences and assure you that if there's anything we can do, an advance, for example, to help with costs.
I'm all right, thank you.
Well, if anything does strike you later, please just pick up the phone. I'll leave you to it.
Right.
I just wanted to say how often I've thought back to last week and wished I hadn't invited you to meet the Farndale Guns.
You didn't invite me, did you?
Well...
You made me go, even though I'd asked for the day off. If I'd been with Nick, I'd have seen how bad she was a lot sooner.
Well, there are always these dreadful what-ifs.
What if I hadn't gone to the meeting? What if I hadn't sat there for hours afterwards, bored out of my mind, watching you get drunk? When everyone else wanted to go.
We'd no idea.
If I got home at the right time, I'd have rushed her to hospital. Maybe they could have done something instead of being too late.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Will.
Oh, that's very kind of you. But being sorry's no use now, Brian. So if that's what you came to say, you might as well go. Because I had one chance to save Nick's life, and you took it away from me. Thank you.
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Elwyn Bragg, and just before you go, I wanted to let you know about another podcast from the BBC that I think you might like. It's called In Our Time, and each week, three expert academics join me to discuss ideas from culture, science, history, philosophy, religion. At the end of each podcast, there's more discussion we couldn't fit into the live programme. To subscribe to In Our Time, go to your usual podcast provider, search for In Our Time, click subscribe, and you can enjoy the programme and that extra content every week.